thank Him for that promise in the Word of God. What a blessing it is to be one of God's children. And I thank Him and I praise Him. If you have a Bible this evening, if you would turn with us in the book of the Revelation, chapter number 3. We'll start reading tonight in verse number 14 of Revelation 3. If you'd stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God this evening. The book of the Revelation chapter 3, verse number 14. I sure do appreciate the good day the Lord's given us today. And I don't take that lightly. What a great spirit we've had in our church. And I sure am glad that He's come by one more time till we get there. The book of the Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 14, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, it was their church. So the church of the Laodiceans, it wouldn't, is theirs. Write these things, saith Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you was one of two, cold or hot. Said, this lukewarm, I don't even want to be around you like that. Well, why would he say something like that? Well, he's nothing to be lukewarm about, friend. We ought to be on fire for him. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'll spew you out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I'm rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, poor, blind, naked. I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, thou mayest be rich. White raiment, thou mayest be clothed. The shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Now, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, isn't that something in this Laodicea church age of where we live, just a lukewarmness, a lethargic bunch of people. Very, very complacent atmosphere. He said, but I'm still interested in you. He said, I stand at the door and knock. He's not on the inside. He's on the outside wanting in. I know a lot of places tonight that I sure do wish he'd come by. But I guarantee you this, he'll not come by no place where he's not welcome. He says, I stand at the door and knock, and I like this, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in to him, and I'll sup, or I'll eat with him, and he with me. And to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I'm set down with my Father in his throne. Now he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Thank you for standing tonight. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for the good day that you've given us. Thank you for the soul that you saved here this morning. We thank you for the Word of God. We want to thank you for the songs that have been sung tonight. And now, Lord, it's come time for preaching, and I sure do need your help. I pray, Lord, you'd help me tonight. I feel that you've took my heart in this direction. I'll not question you, but I just want to mind you. Would you help me now to try to be a blessing? Would you draw a sinner to you tonight? God, as Brother Joe has prayed, would you reach in the depths of hell? Lord, let them smell it tonight. God, would you let them see themselves separated from you for all eternity, and would you make hell real to them tonight? Help us now in this time. I sure do need you. Lead and guide me, O Lord, I pray. In Christ's name I ask you. Amen. And amen. I want to preach tonight. The Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear me and open the door, I'll come into him. We'll preach on let the Savior in. I sure am glad one day that he knocked on my heart and I let the Savior in. Somebody said that man didn't have responsibility in salvation, but that's contrary to what the Word of God teaches. If you die and go to hell, you'll go as an intruder tonight, for he created hell for the devil and his angels. The Bible says, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. You must receive Christ to be your Savior. There's a heaven to gain, there is a hell to shun tonight. And I want to ask you, has ever been a time that you've let the Savior in? I want to tell you this, he's interested in you. And he's interested in me. Where would we be if Jesus was not interested in us? I don't understand why he was, why he does. I just know he is. And I'm thankful that he's interested in sinners tonight. I'm talking about ungodly sinners. Jesus died for the ungodly. Aren't you glad he's the friend of sinners? When everybody else walked off and they drank the last you had, smoked up the last that was there, spent your last dollar, there stood Jesus knocking. What a friend. I sure am glad that he comes by places that he's not wanted. You know, many times he dealt with my heart, but I sure am glad he kept a knocking. You don't find in this passage how long he knocked. All I know is the Bible said that he knocked. And I'm glad that he stands at the door of our heart tonight and he knocks. You know why? Because he wants to be inside of you tonight. What a Savior. I want to notice, first of all, his person. The Bible said, I stand at the door and knock. When you feel someone knocking upon your heart, it's not you, preacher. It's not the person on the pew by you, but it's God Himself. It's the Lord Jesus knocking upon your heart's door. Isn't that amazing that the Lord Jesus would take that upon Him, the person of Himself, to come and knock on our heart's door? Boy, I sure am glad that He is waiting. Wonder how many times that He knocked and you didn't open the door. But I sure am glad for that Sunday morning that the Lord Jesus had knocked on my heart all day Saturday. I'm glad He knocked all night long. And you know something? If somebody would have come to my house that Saturday night, I'd have got saved. But just the good grace, the good loving hand of God, He let me get down to church on Sunday morning where no preacher reared back and told me the old story and then give an invitation. And He said, if you'd open up your heart, He said He'd come in and live in you. Tonight we'll notice the person, but then you'll notice the place. The Bible says that He stands at the door and knocks. Now, I sure am glad that there's a place that He stands. Can I tell you that He's a gentleman tonight? He will not move Himself in. There's some people that preaches that He kicks the door in and He comes in and He makes you do things. No, He's a gentleman. And I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost is offended very easily, friend. We can grieve Him, we can quench Him, we can lie to Him, we can resist Him. But oh, tonight He stands at the door of grace and He knocks. And I sure am glad that He stands there patiently knocking as a gentleman. Aren't you glad that He wants to be involved in your life and my life? Aren't you glad that He wants to be involved in other people's life? That's amazing to me about God. Somebody that holy, somebody that righteous wanted to have a part with somebody like me. That's amazing to me, the love of God that passes all understanding. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I sure am glad tonight that He stands at the place of the door of our heart and He knocks and He wants to be a part of who we are. We notice his person, his place, but then his position. In Hebrews chapter number 7, we find him here standing. In Hebrews chapter number 7, the writer lets us know something about the Lord Jesus. He's the most wonderful friend that I've ever had. In Hebrews chapter number 7, the Bible said in verse number 19, the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by which we draw nigh unto God. And it's inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest. Then he goes on in verse number 23, and they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, the Lord Jesus, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Now you say, preacher, his position. Yes, I'm going to tell you, he stands between God and man, the God-man. He stands there as our great intercessor. Notice what he said. This man, because he continueth ever, he's able. You say, is he really able? He said he was. He said he's able. I'm glad to serve a God that's able. There's a lot of people serving little gods. They're not able. But our God is able tonight. I'm glad what the Hebrew boy said. He said, but if not, our God is able. He's a God that's able. He can do anything. It's not a sinner he can't save. Not a prayer he can't answer. He's able tonight. He's more than able. Thank God he's our intercessor. And he's able to save those to the uttermost that will come unto God, look, by him. Not by them, not by water, not by way of works, but simply taking Christ that's knocking at the door and letting him in. Thank God one day he knocked on my heart and I let him in. Thank God he lives in my heart. I'm glad he's more than able tonight, friend. He's able to save them to the uttermost. I love this, that comes unto God by him. Oh, I'm glad he's our advocate. I'm glad he's our escape route. Can I tell you, this Bible's got us all convicted, guilty sinners. He'll take your place. He's paid the price to get you out of hell tonight. But you must come to God by him. Let the Savior in, his person, his place, his position. He stands there simply knocking. I want to ask you something. How many times have you felt him knocking? It's a wonderful thing that God would be that interested in a sinner. We find him knocking. We see his person, his place, and his position. But then you'll notice his practice. As I've stood, he sits there and he is knocking. In John 12 and verse number 35, there's a lot of people who would love to get back to this verse in their life tonight. Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. Oh my, I sure am glad not only does he knock, but he turns the light on. And I'm glad when he turns the light on, he said, I'll light the pathway up to me, but you've got to come while the light is a-shining. I don't believe a man can get saved any time he wants to. I believe every man has a chance. I believe in whosoever. I believe in whatsoever, but I don't believe in a whensoever. I believe a man's got to come to God when the lights are shining, when the hand is a knocking. I'll never forget one night down in Grace Baptist Church up the hill here. Brother Marty Few, the pastor, revival had broke out. I remember this till I go to my grave. Me and Miss Renee, I had not pastored yet. I was sitting there under Brother Marty. And revival went on now another, I guess, 2 to 3 weeks. And God was just a moving in a great way. And I was sitting behind the family, and there was an older gentleman that his daughter had brought him to church that night to revival, and his granddaughter beside. And the grandgirl was over here. The granddaddy was here, and her daughter was on the end. Her daughter had been praying for her daddy many years. He's on up nearly 80 years old. Me and Miss Renee was sitting behind them. And I noticed that the invitation, the young girl, she moved to go out. And when she moved out, the elderly gentleman moved. And the daughter thought he was moving, going to the altar. And she grabbed him, and down the altar they went. And so I went down to pray with them, and I'll never forget what he said. He was bowed in the altar. And I looked at him and I said, "Sir, is there anything that I can help you with tonight? And I'll take this to my grave," what he told me. He said, "Young man, God dealt with me years ago and I rejected him. And he's never dealt with me again." What are you saying tonight, preacher? I'm telling you, you'll only come when the lights are shining. I'm telling you, you'll only come when God is a-knocking. And you better thank God. You better just get on your face tonight and thank Him. One day He knocked on your heart, that He turned the light on to let you get to where the grace of God is tonight. The daughter looked at him and just wept her way back to the pew. And he sat down. "It's no use of me trying to talk to the man. God does that work. We're to preach the gospel. The Holy Spirit convicts and convinces." And tonight, if the Holy Spirit's knocking at the door of your heart, you better not turn Him away, friend. Because He's knocking with great compassion. He's not going to kick the door in. He knocks. And when He's knocking on your heart, He's wanting you to know. He's wanting inside. He wants to be involved in who you are and what you're doing and where you're going. He don't want you to die and go to hell. He died for you to get you out of hell. What a Savior. Let the Savior in. You say, "Preacher, do you believe that?" I believe with all my heart. I don't understand the grace of God, Brother Joe. I don't understand why God give me time. I don't understand that. But I can tell you this, I really don't know. God dealt with me on that Saturday in a way I'd never been dealt with. And that next morning I got saved. I don't know what it is to go weeks and weeks and weeks under conviction. I can tell you this, you're on dangerous ground. Well, I thank Him for the grace of God. I'm glad I don't have to die and go to a devil's hell. Let the Savior in. The person, the place, His position, His practice. Then you'll notice in Revelation 22, verse number 17, you'll notice His plea. It's amazing to me how that He loves sinners. In Revelation 22, verse number 17, the Bible says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let him that heareth say, 'Come.' And let him that is athirst come." And I love this verse. "And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." I thank God there is the plea of letting the Savior in. I sure am glad that He can reach us from heaven. He's never had to reach up, but I sure am glad He has reached down. We see the plea of letting the Savior in. But in 1 John chapter number 4, there's a promise of letting the Savior in. John's Gospel, chapter number 4, I sure am glad there is a promise to us of letting the Savior in. Jesus said in verse 14 of John 4, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." I'm glad there's a promise there that whosoever drinketh of the water shall never thirst again. In other words, what God does, He does forever. And I sure am glad of the promise of His salvation. You'll notice in the reading of the Scripture over there in the book of Revelation where He said, "And those that open the door, I will come in and sup with him, dine with him." I've never fellowshiped with nobody like Jesus. When the choir was singing tonight, Brother Kurt was singing tonight, I've never had nobody to come in and fellowship with me the way that Jesus does. I have friends. I thank God for my friends, but I've never had nobody like Jesus to fellowship. He said we'd open up our heart's door. He would come in. He would fellowship. He would eat with us. He'd sup with us. Boy, I sure am glad I'm His and He's mine tonight. You know something, a lot of people talking about a testimony. I'm glad I've got a Bible clear-cut testimony that if I died tonight, I know without a shadow of a doubt where I'd be. Do you? I can go to a place and a time where God dealt with me, and I can go to a place and a time when I came to Christ as He knocked on my heart's door. And let me tell you something. I don't know a lot of things, Brother Joe, but I know the day He come in. And I've never been the same since He come in. Miss Julie, I want you to come play something for me tonight. You know, I was coming up the road tonight and I told Miss Renee, I said, "We left out of the church this morning. God's still dealing with hearts." I said, "I'm prepared to preach something else, but I really believe that God just wants me to give an invitation tonight to sinners." I want to tell you this tonight. You've got a special invite to come to the Lord Jesus. Time, as I preach this morning, it's winding down. You know that. You're convinced there's a heaven. You're convinced there's a hell. Are you convinced that you need to be saved? If you are, I'm going to tell you this. He'll come in. He'll do a work like nobody else when He comes in. I can't explain it. I don't have a sermon to describe it. It's sort of like what Brother Michael said today. I can't get it all told. But I'm glad He loves me. He's proved that to you because He come died. He can't do no more than what He's done. Now it's your time. If you close your eyes to this world tonight, what would you be? Will Emily come this morning? God settled in her heart. Is this your night to come? What people say, preacher? I wouldn't let that bother me at all. There's people here that loves you and have sat right where you are. Miserable. Oh, you've said you're saved, you made a profession, but it's never been like this. You've never seen the need like this. Won't you let the Savior in tonight? He sure would love to go home with you. Wouldn't it be a blessing to lay down with Him and get up with Him in the morning? Wouldn't it be a blessing if that car crosses the center line? We go down yonder to see you at the funeral home. We'd know where you was. You say, a preacher, I've never done nothing really wicked. I wish people could see how wicked we are by ourselves. Brother Lee in the prayer room said it was a man eat up with cancer. He is saved. I'm glad he was. I had an uncle that wouldn't. He got down with cancer. I knew he had a few days. God burned me to call him. I called him. And I asked him, had he ever been saved? You know what he said? Well, Ken, I've never done much wrong. Just drunk a little. I said, yeah, but the Bible says we must be born again. We're all wicked sinners. But aren't you glad He came to take our place? To offer you life. Young person, the grandest life you could ever have is to be saved. Older person, the greatest peace you'll ever have is to know that you're saved. And I wouldn't care what I'd done or where I'd been. You know what I'd do tonight? I'd come running to somebody that loves me. Won't you come tonight? While we sing, Sissy, you come. These altars open, whatever you need tonight. Whatever you need.